Hey everyone, welcome to a new Stigmas and Open Wounds journal. I'm Tracy.
And I'm Eric. Nice delay on the "I'm Tracy" right there. I don't know if you felt that, but I felt it.
I felt
that there was a long delay.
I felt it. So tonight we are going to talk about our mini getaway that we did for my birthday. And
yes, everybody, it was Tracy's birthday.
It was my birthday.
How old again are you, Tracy?
41. I'm okay
41.
With it.
41.
I'm okay with it. Whatever.
Does that mean I'm 43?
Gonna be 43.
Okay, I'm going to be 43.
You're 42.
That's a lot better than already being 43.
Whatever. I mean, you're the same age. It's just months.
I know.
So I always get this wrong. I got it wrong. Headed in my head.
Before. So you want to know where we were going? Where we went?
Yeah. Well, we stayed in Wisconsin, but we went to Michigan.
Just on the outskirts of the city of Marinette, Wisconsin.
Okay. Yes, I was
right
going to say
the
it was Marinette
with Menominee.
Okay. Yes.
Which happens to have dispensaries.
Yes.
So.
Which isn't. I mean, it was a good reason why we went, but we were talking about going up north because we hadn't been up to kind of hang out in the UP for a while. We used to go up to Iron Mountain quite regularly, and I was going to say Iron Mountain, but I know we visited overnight. We visited Menominee, and I thought that would be kind of cool if we stayed for two nights. And unfortunately, it was a little bit chillier. Of course, it dropped in temperature. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get to experience it too much. We did, though, a little bit, enough to know that we want to go back in summer.
Yeah, definitely.
So it is really cool. So that's kind of why I was like, okay, so we went, I don't know, a couple months ago, maybe up to 6 months ago. And we thought it seemed like a cute town. Mm-hmm. And between Marinette and Menominee, they both seem really cute. So I thought if we stayed around there and just kind of bummed around for 2 days, just see what they both had to offer. And we knew that there was a coffee shop that we had passed when we had driven around there for no particular reason.
Well, so this is what the first thing generally when we go to any place, that's what I look for is a coffee shop. And I don't know if I'm weird in this, but I just assume I do that because we don't drink.
And I think so.
And that's the next closest thing to like a bar I would get.
Right. Because especially when we are in the foreign places now, we look for coffee shops or fruity places, or places with fruity drinks. Mm-hmm. And I know some of the places that I remember most from just random places I visited are coffee shops. I can tell you two different places from just Mindo, the small rainforest town that we visited, were coffee shops.
Oh, yeah. I got stuck on the second one, but yeah.
Because the one we visited with Tina, and that one wasn't much, but I just remember because
it was
we hung out with Tina.
Yeah.
And then the one that just you and I hung out in, it was really small, but it was really cute.
Yeah.
So, but it's just, I think there's something, coffee shops have a feel.
Yeah.
So
I think it jives with us very well, the
right.
feel they
so
have.
If you see a coffee shop in a town, sometimes that can be enough to make you want to hang out in a town. Mm-hmm. And driving through this town, we had seen a coffee shop in what at first looked to me like a house. And then the last time I thought, I think that's a church. And when we had gone to it, the worker had confirmed that yes, this was an old church. Then it had been turned into an antique store and then turned into this coffee shop that was basically kind of had the original floors, but they kind of wanted to go back to a lot of the original look, which I loved.
Right. I thought that this was just... This is a personal beef I have with Appleton is that it seems like Appleton whenever you have like a nice historic building, they like to go in, rip it all the way down to the studs mm-hmm. and make it look like it's brand new.
You have no idea what it was, what the outside would look. Here you knew you were sitting in a church or something of that sort.
Right. And this place did what I really like was when somebody takes a building like that, mm-hmm. preserves the building mm-hmm. itself so you can clearly tell what it used to be.
Right.
But then spends the money to make it look really nice, you know? Right. So it's right, not like they're putting down plastic tables and stuff. And made it,
yeah.
Yeah. They just made it look really nice.
Yeah.
You could walk into it and see what it was. And you could also tell that they had spent a lot of money to make mm-hmm. it look really cool. And
yeah. So we didn't really do a lot when we were there, but we just really hung out. We went out for, well, the funny thing is that when we got there, the door was on a timer. I didn't realize this. Then Eric had the email, and then he's like, oh my gosh, it's one of those that's actually on a timer.
So what Tracy means by that is that you cannot check into your room like
yes.
a minute before or into your air maybe a minute before your check-in time.
Right. So when they say 3 o'clock, the door will not open before 3 o'clock.
Yes. Yes.
So then we had to basically kill time. But I mean, I was kind of hungry anyway, so we looked for a place to eat. Passed this burrito place, said, okay, let's give it a try. And it worked out because the food was really good. The workers, adorable.
Yep.
So the first one was kind of adorable. And I had my Colombian purse, and she starts saying, oh, what can I get you? And she's like, whoa, I have that exact same purse, but only in brown. So she's like, I'm sorry. What can I get you? And so she was just really cute. And then the second girl comes out to help. And then Eric looks at me. He goes, what about her? I'm like, super cute. So yeah, that was – and just the ambiance of that place was just really cool.
Yeah, it had such a hipster feel.
Yes, yes.
And
I think the whole town itself had kind of a hipster feel.
Which is weird because we kind of discussed that now, like – where does Maronite get that from?
Right.
Because I don't think they're that big of a touristy place.
No. Right?
And yeah, it's just kind of crazy. But every place we went to had that feel, to me at least.
Yeah, because the next day we went out for lunch at kind of a green type place, had some wraps, and those were really delicious.
Yeah.
So I would go back there again easily.
Yeah, and again, that restaurant had a cool feel to it, mm-hmm. right? You mm-hmm. know? And it really helps because Marinette's one of those cities that was once big and thriving and stuff like that.
Right.
So I would say that their downtown is well beyond
right.
like average. It's a very nice right. downtown because
yep.
back in the point in time they had a lot of money. They were building all this stuff. And yep. now it's just kind of almost vacant.
Right.
But it still just is a cool area.
Oh, yeah. It's just a really, really beautiful area. It's, I don't know, it's just got one of those quaint little downtowns that I love.
It's got very Ishiming. It's got a very Ishiming, but it's a lot bigger feeling than Ishiming.
Yes. And then when you go down by the downtown of Menominee, that's like right by the water, and that's quite beautiful as well.
Yeah, and we just drove through that because like on our way out of town, we kind of discovered, oh, look, I guess where the downtown is. So I'm like, well, let's just drive through it. And it looks really sweet. So I look forward to seeing that in the summer because I think it's going to be very cool in the summer.
Right, right.
It didn't seem like much was going on when we drove through there. But then again, mm-hmm. at the same time, that was a Monday morning. Or no, I'm sorry, a Wednesday morning that we drove through there. So
yeah, because we were there Monday through Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So, but I definitely think we want to go there in the summer or at least warmer weather when we can definitely do some walks because there's some prime spots. I know you said you saw some trails, but really just walk along the water I think is going to be really, really nice there.
Yeah.
So I think that will be. Oh, and then I almost forgot. while we were trying to waste some time before we could check into our place, which, like I said, it was just an Airbnb, but I'm making it sound like it's a hotel. But we went to Goodwill. And it's funny because I was almost going to say that we should go to Goodwill because we had gone to this Goodwill before and I had found a good book there before. We've bought about $40 worth of books there because I don't know what cool person donated their books, but there were some gemstone books. There were some, oh goodness, what were there? Mythology. Well,
there was like Wiccan books and there was, like mythology, like Celtism, which I'm not even really sure what that is.
Yeah.
But just interesting things to learn about. So,
yeah, so I'm pretty excited about that. And then on the way home on Wednesday, we stopped at Roxy's Rocks to get some more gemstones again because I had a $5 off, which I almost forgot to use, which is funny.
Which just ended up that she added an item to her
gemstone. Which is which is kind of one of my favorite ones. It's a really pretty blue tiger's eye.
And this time around, part of it was your birthday, but they just kept giving us stuff.
It was funny, yeah, because it said if it's your birthday, they'll give you something. And as we were walking in, I said, well, my birthday was Monday and we were there Wednesday. They said, well, we'll let it slide. So they said, oh, what's your favorite animal? And they gave me a stone that was the shape of an animal. So I got a horse and they gave me a little baggie of stones. And it was really nice. And I found some really, really wonderful gemstones. So,
but then after that, with our purchases, we each got a little baggie of stones. So it was like, wow.
Yeah, so. I would definitely recommend going to Roxy's Rocks in Green Bay for some gemstones. They got some really nice gemstones at a really reasonable price, I would say.
Yeah, I think they should find a better way to tag them. But I don't have that solution, so I can't really
I can't say what to do. So, but I would say it was a definitely a pleasant birthday getaway for a few days. So
it was pleasant. It was perfect. It was really perfect.
It really was.
And the place we stayed at was great.
It was. Hopefully we can get that one for the summer when we go back.
It would have been more ideal if it would have been just slightly closer to town
where probably, we could walk or something.
Where we could just walk down there. But other than that, it was great and peaceful. And
it nice, was, yeah.
Nice there little were, backyard area. That,
yep. There were some horses in that, the yep, out
that
back.
Grazed that we could watch and stuff. So it was a pretty cool little
anytime trip. I can sit and watch horses, I'm happy. So it was quite pleasant.
It was.
So hopefully we'll do something again like that.
Yeah, we'll update it when the next time we go there. So I've been really lazy on scheduling those, but we'll get to that. We'll be doing too much stuff this summer probably. So.
I know.
So, all right. So, let's wrap this up because I think we're saying way too many times. And we will be back on the next one, right?
Yep, we'll be back shortly. All right, take care, guys.
See y'all later.
Later.